Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Studio 2. I'm Avi Wolfman Aaron. Very special episode today.
Yes, I'm Cherry Gregg. March 28th, 2023. Avi, I don't know if you remember that day, but that's the date we went live with Studio 2 for the very first time. I even have a photo from that day. Look at us with our little twos up.
So young, so innocent.
So young, so fresh face. Fast forward, and we're 2 years old. We're toddlers. Okay. We have come a long way. Shout out to our producer team and everybody who helps put the show together. And to celebrate our terrible twos, we have made today about you. We ask all of you, our listeners, to suggest show ideas, and you came through. Some non-winners that we loved, by the way, were Miles, who wanted a show about how each generation is resistant to the music younger people like. Paul suggested highlighting unsung heroes of Philly. And there were so many. So we combined some of the pitches, though.
So what we did in the end was that we took three of these great pitches and we combined them into this show about offbeat places in our region that we think you should know about. So Leslie from Doylestown wanted to take these visitors from Ireland and give them the flavor of Philadelphia. Susan from Langhorne said that everyone knows the big tourist attractions, but the places we walk by every day, she wants to know more about those. And Suzanne from Gwynedd Valley said there are miles and miles of amazing hiking trails in the suburbs. So again, we boiled that all down to a concept of best offbeat spots in the Philly region.
Yeah, and we have two guests joining us in studio. These are friends of the show. We have Stephanie Farr, a columnist at the Philadelphia Inquirer, who writes about what makes Philly weird, wild, and wonderfully unique. I love that, Stephanie. Welcome back to Studio 2. We also have Jen Miller, a local freelance writer, author, and self-proclaimed captain of New Jersey. That's right. Digital captain salute. Jen, welcome back to
Thanks
Studio 2.
Me back.
Yes.
All right. And our question of the day for you, what are your favorite offbeat places, to explore in our area? Now, we have four categories.
We do. Yes.
Food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
The great outdoors.
Yes.
Things that are definitely worth the price of admission and great things to do that are free. So give us a call. 888-477-9499. Email studio2@whyy.org or leave a comment in the YouTube chat. We're going to start with food and drink. Karen says Vietnamese Cafe at 47th in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice one to start us off with.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what's your pick for food and drink?
So if I've got guests from out of town and I really want to impress somebody, and I'm more of an experienced diner than I am a food diner, I'm going to take them to the Victor Cafe in South Philly.
So tell us about the Victor Cafe.
Tell us about this.
So I love the Victor Cafe. It's at 13th and Dickinson. And this started as a gramophone shop back in 1918, became a restaurant. And it's across what appears to be two row houses you walk into. Every 20 minutes, a bell rings, and the wait staff, one or more of the wait staff, breaks into song.
Oh my goodness.
The entire wait staff are trained opera singers. The first time I went, I cried in my pasta.
It's
the second
incredible.
Time, the second time I went and cried in my pasta, I just can't stop crying, and I love it. It's
how is pasta when it's salted with tears? Is it good?
yes,
delicious.
indeed, it would be better if they were the tears of my enemies, but I'll take it. I can't tell you what a unique and moving experience this is. And to have the person who's just served you your dinner salad 10 minutes later break out into the most beautiful aria you've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Am I right that Victor Cafe was where they shot some of the scenes in Creed, I think, the movie Creed?
It was Rocky Balboa, I think. I did look
that
up.
Oh, Rocky Balboa,
yeah,
okay.
And they talk about that in the restaurant.
But is the pasta good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
For some place that I'm going for the ambiance, the food is good.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Jen Miller.
Yes.
Your food and drink off the beaten path suggestion.
All right. So I'm from New Jersey. Like I said, I'm the captain.
You're the captain.
Of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to go with a diner. And
okay.
In my family, where we're from Belmar, New Jersey, with the W and the R, not the other one. I mean, the two L's and the W, not that other one, which is a fake Belmar. We have always gone to
Shots fired, all of a sudden, yeah.
We have always gone to Club Diner in Belmar, which is on the Black Horse Pike. If you have traveled from Pennsylvania to the Jersey Shore and you get off the Walt Whitman Bridge and then you have to go on 42 and you sort of get stuck in all that stuff, It's right there. If you are coming off of exit 3 of the New Jersey Turnpike, it's right there.
What a surprise. Your Jersey suggestion is traffic-based.
Well, you know,
you get stuck, you just go.
When I got ready today, I almost pulled my hair up and had a traffic cone hair clip for the day. But I took a food critic to the diner once because she said, we call it the diner in my family, Club Diner. Mm-hmm. And she said, I need to know this place. I need to go. And she was so impressed with, it's not like slop. It's like fresh tomatoes in the summer and anything you could possibly want. And it's Club Diner.
So yeah. It's like an elevated Jersey diner. It sounds
I don't even think it's elevated. It's just really good quality.
Yeah. I like diner food.
Yeah. I love a good diner. Yeah.
Excellent diner food. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend it. Just not when I'm going to be there. So.
Okay.
Rachel on YouTube says, Stargazy is my number one offbeat food place. Obsessed with their British hand pies. That's a British inspired bakery on Passyunk Avenue in South Philly. It is awesome.
This is
really?
The South Philly.
Yeah, I love it, but I've never been inside.
And loves bakeries.
I can't remember what it's called, but they have an item, and I think it is popular in Britain, where like half of the pastry is sweet and half of the pastry is filled with savory stuff. So, so good. It's like a meal in one tube. All right. So, Cherry.
Yes.
What's your food and drink recommendation?
So the Columbus Inn in Wilmington, Delaware.
The Columbus
Yes.
Inn.
And people, I lived in Wilmington for a little under 2 years. And I've had one of the best meals ever there. Everything is delicious. Brunch is excellent. Great dinner options. They have excellent salads. They have this lobster and shrimp fried rice that my mother-in-law asked us to ship to her in South Carolina.
Did you do it?
No, we were like, we're going to eat it when we take it home. What are you talking about? We're not. But everything there, the vibe is good. It's a beautiful restaurant. I've taken my parents there. I've taken the in-laws there. When people come in town there, the day I got married, I was like, we need to go there. But they were booked up. And I'm like, this is Wilmington. This is Wilmington, Delaware. But it, and they have parking.
Whoa. So
everything.
We have shot fired at Wilmington and at the wrong Belmar. No, we're supposed to be lifting up
but
the
I
region.
But I thought you
here.
Thinking you could get a, and this was 3 weeks in advance.
Oh, wow.
But there are certain days where you can get in. This was like a Friday night. So that was an issue.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to Sunday brunch and they have, it's just a beautiful restaurant. Food is delicious. Love it, love it, love it.
By the way, keep getting Columbus Inn in Wilmington. And keep getting your suggestions in. Studio2@WHYY.org. You can even hop on the phone, 888-477-9499, or leave a comment right there in the YouTube chat. We're talking about our favorite off-the-beaten-path food and drink places.
Now, Avi, I know you got a good one. Because Avi likes food, okay? So go ahead.
I do.
I want to give you some runway.
Very quick shout-out. This is not my pick, but Dodo Bakery in Deep South Philadelphia is a Hong Kong-style bakery on Oregon Avenue. Check them out. But the one I'm going to go with, and I'm actually going to sort of end where we started, because, Stephanie, you go for experience. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like restaurants are kind of a victim of their own success now. There's so many good ones that having a great meal sometimes isn't even enough.
Right.
And so I end up going back over and over again to places that I just love to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That just make me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And the place for me is called Good King Tavern in Bella Vista.
I know where that is. That's a great place.
It's right below 7th and South.
Yes.
And it's a French-inspired place. But, you know, the food is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of what you would expect.
It's a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a French-style tavern place. I just love the vibe in there. It's like wood-paneled. Mm-hmm. It's really old stuff in the interior.
Yeah.
This beautiful old bar. Mm. They have great sidewalk seating when the weather is nice. And it's just, I just feel so comfortable there. I want to go again and again and again. So the Good King Tavern in Bella Vista.
Put it on my list.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there a couple of times when I used to live in South Philly, and I love that place.
Great spot.
Yeah.
It's also across the street from a place that just does cider.
Huh.
It's like a cider
alcoholic
bar.
Cider?
Alcoholic cider.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to shout out our producer picks. 3J's Cafe on near 3rd and Market. Amazing brunch. Owner is the friendliest person ever. Hmm. Also, Andreas loves Little Pete's Diner in Fairmount Park.
Yeah, so Little Pete's is a classic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul wants to shout out Helen's Famous Sausage House in Smyrna, Delaware.
Some Delaware
places. Amazing sausage sandwiches. I have been to Helen's in Smyrna, Delaware, and it is truly one of a kind. They have all sorts of kitschy stuff. You love this place, Stephanie.
A room decked out in Elvis?
The kitschier, the better for
me. Yes, they have an Elvis room, and they also have really good sausages.
okay.
So keep your suggestions coming. Yeah. Matt from Norristown says, best slice of pizza is Old City Pizza on 3rd Street?
Okay.
Best slice in the city?
All right.
You could do 6 shows about that.
About just
about
the pizza.
Yeah, you can talk.
That's true.
And there's a debate. Yeah. You know, that's debate worthy. Yeah,
I'll shout out Square Pie for pizza, which is also on Passyunk Avenue.
Is that where, the Square, was that the same? No, that's a different place.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That we went to together? No.
That was another place
with Square Pizza.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're going to be back on Studio 2 in a second with our other categories, including the great outdoors.
I'm looking forward to that one.
So stick with us. We are reviewing the best off the beaten path places in Philadelphia on Studio 2. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, Studio 2.
It's Trevor from New Jersey. Happy birthday, Studio 2.
Happy anniversary, Avi and Jerry. Congratulations.
Feliz cumpleaños, Studio 2.
Happy birthday, Studio 2.
Happy anniversary, Avi and Cherry.
Happy birthday, Studio 2.
Happy anniversary, Studio 2.
Happy birthday, Studio 2.
Happy birthday, Studio 2.
From your super fans, Mary and Nate.
Oh, you're tearing up.
I'm so surprised. Welcome back to Studio 2. I'm Cherry Craig.
We did not know that was coming. I'm Avi Wolfman. That was great.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have to thank... for that, great listeners and great producers.
Oh my goodness, that was so sweet. That was so sweet.
So it's our second anniversary, and today's show was pitched by you, our listeners. And our question of the day is this: what are your favorite offbeat places to explore in the area? We have 4 categories. We just did food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to do the great outdoors, things that are worth the price of admission, and free activities. Give us a call, 888-477-9499. Email your suggestions to studio2@whyy.org, or if you're on YouTube, drop a comment right there in the chat.
And we have our 2 guests with us, Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Stephanie Farr, who writes about what makes Philly weird, wild, and wonderfully unique, and Jen Miller, a local freelance writer, author, and self-proclaimed captain of New Jersey. Hey, Jen.
Captain, we're going to start with you on this next one. Mm-hmm. This is the great outdoors. And by the way, we've got a ton of listener suggestions
on this one.
So I'm going to get to that in a second. But Captain Jen, the great outdoors, you're going to take us to New Jersey here?
I am going to take you.
All right, let's do it.
It's a lot to get me to leave New Jersey.
Okay,
I think PACA was working against me getting here today because my train was delayed. I'm going to recommend the Batona Trail, which is in the Pine Barrens. It is 53 miles long.
Wow.
I'm not saying do it all in one day. But you can do a section here, a section there. It starts in Burlington County and it ends, like if you're on your way down the shore, the end is on that way. It is beautiful. You'll see all sorts of different ecosystems. You'll walk through old bogs. You'll walk through historic sites. And the best part is, as someone who has hiked in all over the country, the trail is mostly flat.
Yeah, I love that.
So it is accessible to a lot of people. And it's not like the trail's not, you know, the Rocksylvania and Eastern Pennsylvania, a lot of the trails are very rocky and rooty. And while you have to pay attention to what you're doing, a lot of it is sandy, but not so sandy that it's hard to walk through. So it's really, like I said, a trail that many, many people can walk on. Just make sure you have your tick prevention, bug spray and hats on.
53 miles.
53
have
miles.
You done the whole thing?
I've done half of it. I want to try to do it all in one day, but
that would be awesome.
But yeah, it has to be in the summer when, you know, the sun is out as long as possible.
It's called the Batona
Trail.
Cool. Let me get in a listener suggestion here before we get to Stephanie Farr. Elaine says, lovely grounds to explore, a hidden gem in Washington Square West. Look for a cornerstone with an inscription from founder Ben Franklin.
Wow.
I did not know that. I walk by that every day.
Off the beat, yeah.
Will from Concord Township, Delco, calls and has a suggestion. The Newland Grist Mill Park in Delaware County, PA. Stephanie, you're like, do I know that?
I've passed it, but I've never stopped. So okay. I'll have to put that on my list.
Yeah. All right. Now, you put one on our list for the great outdoors.
So in Philly, I have to give a shout out to Wissahickon Valley Park and Morris Arboretum. Yeah. I think both of those places are incredible, both during the pandemic. But I'm gonna go into Jen's territory a little bit here. Because I am not as outdoorsy as Jen is, but there is a place in New Jersey, in Hamilton, New Jersey, called Grounds for Sculpture. Huh. This is a 42-acre sculpture park. All outdoors. They do have some exhibits inside, but there are more than 300 sculptures by a variety of different artists. But a lot of them are by Sewer Johnson, who founded the grounds on what used to be a New Jersey State Fairgrounds, I think. And so what's really cool about this is that these sculptures, a lot of them bring paintings to life.
Yeah.
So that you can literally walk into the paintings.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, I've got two here that I wrote down. You can walk through a life-size replica of Henri Rousseau's painting, The Dream.
What?
Wow. Yeah. And you can mingle with statues by the river in a life-size recreation of Pierre-Auguste Renoir's Luncheon of the Boating Party.
Wow.
The first time I went there, I was like a kid in a candy store. It's one of the most surprising, joyful, delightful places. And I just got to say, some of the sculptures are hidden, so you might like walk down a path, and there's a sculpture fishing in the river.
I was there for hours.
I can't get enough. I spent a birthday there.
Yeah.
You know, big shout out to the guy I dated who took me there for the first many, many years ago.
Like life-changing.
Thanks, Kevin. but it's stunning. You know, some sculptures they're so big you come up to their shin, and then some are, you know, life-size. So.
Yeah, and I will say, if you ever take New Jersey Transit into New York City from the Hamilton station, it is around the corner. It is right there.
Wow.
So I came back from New York once and then went there. Picked up my car and I said, oh, I'm going to go to Grounds for Sculpture today.
Mm-hmm.
And I got home late that night because, again, I was there for hours.
Wow. Grounds for Sculpture. I wrote that down. By the way, Deanna says, biking river to river on the Spruce Pine Street bike lanes. Beautiful architecture the entire way, and it's free. And Lori from Allentown recommends Stonelay, a natural garden, and it's free. Mm-hmm. So two, those are kind of outdoorsy free things to do. Interesting.
Do you want to do one? Should I do one now?
You do
outdoors?
One. You do
I'm one. Like, well, look, I'm like Stephanie. I'm not a big outdoors person. I'll be honest about that. But one thing I've always found curious is that when people talk about the places to go for like a summer trip around here, they always say the shore, they say the Poconos. But northeastern Maryland, and particularly the northern tip of the Chesapeake Bay, is just as close as those places. And it's really its own region. You know, they got the crabs and like sort of the low-lying marshes and all that type of stuff. And there's a great state park in Maryland called Susquehanna State Park that's right where the Susquehanna River meets the Chesapeake Bay.
Hmm.
And you can camp really close to the river. You can walk out on like a little bridge that takes you basically onto the river. 15 miles of trails in this state park. And if you live in South Philly, like really only like an hour 10 away, Susquehanna State Park. So just in general, shout out Northeast Maryland. It's kind of in our region.
Yeah, and we shouldn't forget that. We should. And I'm going to come a little bit north.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Delaware, and I'm going to do some urban outdoors because
I like that.
I'm going to do some urban outdoors, and it's the Brandywine Creek State Park.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
14 miles of trails. You get to walk and run along the water. There are little bridges. The Brandywine Zoo is right there. There's a rose garden nearby. It's so cool. Also, there's these places where you can do pull-ups and push-ups, these little workout stations. It's one of the best trails I've ever been on. I used to live right there near the falls. And even on the hottest day, because of the tree cover, you're never so hot. And the other thing is there are these steep inclines, and it's right next to the Alapacas Run State Park, which has a area where you can do rock climbing. And that's over there. I showed a picture up. But there's an area where you can actually climb a rock formation.
Wow. Wow.
And it's really cool. You can picnic. I spent a lot of hours walking out there, and it's probably one of the – and it's not overcrowded. And that's the other part. Because sometimes you're competing with bikes in Philly and all that. But it's just you can really walk. It's really, really beautiful.
I loved all those suggestions. Yeah. I'm like, all of a sudden, I think I might be an outdoors person. Brianna wanted to shout out the John Hines National Wildlife Refuge
in
Southwest Philly near the airport. That's a great one
because
it is so accessible,
so
close. Matt from Norristown says, best summer outdoor concert, Bryn Mawr Twilight and Upper Merion Concert Under the Stars, best park, Wissahickon Valley. And Jeff shouts out the American Treasure Museum in Oaks, PA.
I love the American Treasure Tour Museum. I could go on and on for hours.
I've never heard of that.
This is outside?
No, it's not outside. Oh, so this is indoors, yes. Oh, okay. So we could save this for the attractions well, later. Yeah, well, we're definitely inside.
We're going into worth the money now.
We're going into the attractions, yeah.
Does that one cost money?
It does cost money.
So that one's worth the money?
It is worth the money. Yeah.
I know you're not prepared, but can you tell us just a little bit about it? Because you lit up, Stephanie.
Oh my gosh, I did a story on it last year. It's owned by a mysterious man called The Collector, and that's all they'll say about him. It's in this huge warehouse out in Oaks, PA by the Expo Center. And half of it is like the world's largest collection of self-operating organs. So he has this giant music collection of self-operating organs, but it's also a collection of collections. So he has thousands of Raggedy Ann and Andy dolls and very different things. But then on the other half, you take a tram ride through his collection. It's so large. And he has everything from neon signs to Christmas displays to animatronics. One of the big draws is a fully working Chuck E. Cheese band.
The collector
bought the Chuck E. Cheese band, and then it didn't work, and some kid kept coming there enough and was like, I want to learn how to make this Chuck E. Cheese band work, and it worked. He's also got all these old automobiles. It is the biggest mishmash of stuff, it's a collection of collections, and I was blown away.
I don't even know if I want to say mine.
Right. I love it.
It's so good. I'm so excited. I'm
going to take my notes away.
All right. So real quick now, let's do this is the worth the price of admissions category. So you got to pay something, but trust us, it's worth it. Cherry, you haven't started yet. Do you want to start?
I have two, but I'm trying to go. Do I go Philly?
You want me to go first?
You start.
I am going to pick the Brandywine Museum of Art in Chadsford.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a huge art guy, but this collection there is very approachable. A lot of it is by folks from the Wyeth family. Mm-hmm. But also, it is one of the most beautiful buildings, I think, in the whole Delaware Valley. It is built into and around an old mill on the Brandywine Creek, but they've added some modern elements. So it's really this mix of modern and then timelessness. And it's just a gorgeous museum with great art inside as well. So the Brandywine Museum of Art in Chadsford.
And I love that you can tour the artist studio too.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Such a cool spot. Stephanie, do you want to do a year worth the price of admission?
Sure. I'm really torn. I have two. I have one in the city and one outside the city. What do you think?
I'm going in.
Okay, go in. And this is a kind of a hidden in plain sight gem. This is the tours of Philadelphia City Hall.
Yes.
I have lived here for 18 years this month and never done a tour. I've walked through the courtyards. I've covered press conferences in City Hall. I have to tell you, I did this a month ago and was absolutely blown away. There are two tours. One is a building tour that takes about an hour, and the other one is a tour up to the top of the tower. End up right under William Penn's feet. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The view is spectacular, and the guides are all volunteers, and they are just the most passionate people about Philadelphia. My building guide was a city planner in D.C. and had fallen in love with Philadelphia and City Hall and moved here and does these tours for free. He showed me where the cornerstone was for the building and just taught me so much about this building that I'd been in a lot and didn't know about. And then the tower tour, I think my guide was as excited about it as Leslie Knope is about she was just there. And it was so fun. And the elevator only fits like four people. So it's tiny, but you're going through like the clock face. And it's just, it's phenomenal. I can't recommend it enough.
Wow. I have to say, I love City Hall. I've never done the tour.
Me neither.
It's such a beautiful building. And it's like, you take City Hall for granted.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. In general, we do. Because it actually is an architectural marvel.
I feel like
people do not give it the respect it deserves. Mm-hmm. So what's a place that deserves Captain Jen's respect?
Well, you know, I know most people from this area, when they go down the shore to LBI South. I'm going to ask people to expand their horizons a little bit and head up to Asbury Park. I know we were just talking about Bruce Springsteen. You can go to a concert at the Stone Pony. Guster's playing with the Mountain Goats this summer. Please don't take the ticket I want to buy. However, what I'm going to recommend is Silverball Pinball, which is on the boardwalk. It is a pinball and classic video game museum where you pay to play. So wow, you don't
so you get to play with the
actual machines. Wow. So you pay for it's $17.50 an hour, but it's $20 for half a day. So like for a couple extra bucks, you go half the day. They have a snack bar. You can play as many games as you want. I mean,
it's like an art museum, but you touch the art.
Yeah, you get to use them in like old Atari machines. You can play pinball games that you would not be able to show the images on this show because they are some of those pinball. Some of those pinball games from the 70s were pretty risque, but old baseball pinball games from the 50s. There are over 150 games in there, and it is right on the boardwalk. So if you're having your Asbury Park day, I highly recommend stopping in there. I think it is definitely worth the money.
I second Jen on this. My husband and I went to Asbury Park a couple of years ago in like October, and we must have spent hours in that pinball. It's so impressive how old the machines are and that you can still play them.
It used to be in a basement in a store on, I think, a Cookman Avenue in Asbury Park, because I went as soon as it opened, and then they got that boardwalk space, and it's all glass, it's all light and airy in there, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
God, art and nostalgia all wrapped up into one with the beach. I mean, how could you beat that?
So I'm going to choose a theater that I really enjoy, and people who may have heard of it, but it's the Arden Theater. Small theater in Old City. I've seen so many productions there. I've actually considered joining it, and I haven't joined any theater ever, but I was like, they have... The reason why I love it is because they bring in local playwrights, people of color, women, folks you may never have heard of. But the thing is, their plays are really, really good. Cash Goins did this amazing run of this play, 74 Seconds to Judgment. It was so good. Lorraine Carey, local author, had two plays there. One, My General Tubman, also her book Lady Sitting was turned into a production, and I saw it there. Yeah, and next season they have James Imes. He has a new production coming out called Good Bones. I have never seen a bad production at the Arden. And I've seen some bad productions, okay? We have to watch some things. I'm not going to disparage anyone, but I've never seen... It's worth the price of the ticket.
I want to bring in some audience suggestions for worth the price. Tina recommends The Barn Addict in Harleysville, PA. It's a huge four-story barn, obviously, filled with new, vintage, and antique everything, incredibly organized. Owned and run by an eccentric woman for over 54 years. Allison shouts out the cheese vending machine at Perrystead Dairy and the Philly Cheese School. So the price of admission is, I guess, the price of the cheese. And let's bring in now a caller who's going to transition us, because this caller is Shilpa from Paoli, who has one suggestion worth the price of admission and one freebie. All right, Shilpa, you're doing the transition for us on Studio 2. What do you got?
Yeah, hi. It's exciting to hear about all these things. So my suggestions for the one with little price is Chanticleer Garden in Radnor.
Yes.
Oh, that's a
great choice.
It's really a hidden gem. It doesn't cost a lot, and they have student discounts and discounts for elder adults. It's really a wonderful place to visit in spring and summer. And then the other one, which is free, is in Devon. It's Jenkins Arboretum. They have a biggest collection of azaleas and rhododendrons, which will all be in bloom at the end of this month. They are all in bloom for a very short period, about 2 weeks, end of April, and it's gorgeous. It's definitely worth the visit. It cheers you up, and I highly recommend that.
Those are my two suggestions.
Thank you so much, and Chopa.
By the way, Laura, another listener, shouted out Jenkins Arboretum and Gardens.
That's
absolutely worth the price of admission is free, but people love that particular site.
Wow. And since we're moving on to the freebies category, let's shout out a few. We have Deb, who says Fairmount Waterworks Interpretive Center, water and environmental centric exhibits of interest to all ages, and some great programs. Been there, love it. We have Edward, who says the Newton Union Burial Ground was established from land donated by Irish Quakers Thomas Thackeray and Mark Newby in 1682. Most of the original founders of the Newton Colony are buried there. He says the colony predates Philadelphia, about 400 stones featuring Revolutionary War soldiers and founders of Collingswood. It's off Collings Avenue.
I love Collingswood too.
Yeah.
So
on your list, right?
Definitely on my list. So let's do some freebies now as we wrap up the show. So these are places All you gotta do is get yourself there, and then you're having a good time. Jen.
Okay.
What do you
think? Going back to New Jersey.
Really? No.
Anybody who's listened to this station hears Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, yes. Right? Doris Duke was a person, and she had an estate in New Jersey, which is now Duke Farms.
Oh.
And it is a farm, but it's more open space, and it's mostly closed to cars for, again, hiking, running, biking. My friend and I, when we went last summer, we rented bikes and just rode all around. There is a hiking bike. There's an orchid range, so like you can go from outside to inside to this beautiful greenhouse with all these exotic orchids.
It's free. What?
Wow.
There is an eagle cam. You can go look on their website right now. Free, but
eagle
go
cam.
Birds, right? But you do sometimes have to reserve parking, and mostly Saturdays. And if the parking lot is full, they will close. So I will say, check, or just don't go on a Saturday.
You have to be a little strategic.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about Doris Duke, there's a great biography of her called Silver Swan, which is fabulous and wonderful. So the whole time I was there with my friend, I kept saying, I can't believe this is free.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is free. Now, we rented bikes and we had lunch in the cafe, which cost money, but getting there was, and being on the property was free.
That's cool.
Yeah. Who wants to go next on freebies? Who's really itching? You itching, Sherry?
I can go. You know, I live in Fishtown now, and I like to walk a lot. And so my new walking path is all the way up the waterfront. And one of the places that I like to dip into is Cherry Street Pier. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people drive by. That's a picture of me hanging out there at Cherry Street Pier. It's really
Cherry
cool.
At Cherry Street Pier.
Yes. And they have all sorts of free artsy events. I went and I saw a break dancing competition at Cherry Street Pier. People from all over break dancing. It was the most fascinating thing. Took one of my best friends there. And in the back, they have a little beer garden that sells margaritas.
Oh.
And let me tell you, when we talked about beer, I was like, do they have margaritas? And yes, they do. They do cost, but you can get into Cherry Street Pier. They have little food trucks. There are artists in residence there, so you can see all their art sort of on the walls. And it's just a really cool place to hang out and take a break if you're taking a long walk. And I will shout out the other piers, because Washington Avenue Pier is right there, as well as Ray Street Pier. And I just walk up and down. But Cherry Street Pier is one of my favorite parts in the city on the waterfront.
The piers are great, and I feel like it speaks to the fact that we don't take advantage of our waterfront.
No one's ever there, though. It's like empty. And I'm like, where are the people?
So if you want to get, you can also walk over the Ben Franklin Bridge for free.
I love doing that. That's a nice walk.
So can we get margaritas at your place, Stephanie Farr, or what?
You cannot. But you can get coffee nearby. So
there you go.
That's good. That's good.
I have two, and I'm really torn on which one to choose. But I had a story come out today about the universal sphere.
The what now?
Yeah, exactly. So
break
this
it down.
This has been around for 6 years. It's in the upper lobby of the Comcast Technology Center. So vape Comcast, not USB Comcast. This is a 34 by 39 foot giant white sphere. It glows from the bottom, and inside there is a 7-minute immersive experience and a film produced by Steven Spielberg.
Wait, what?
It's a legit attraction, so legit that they have to get state inspected every month.
Wow.
It is, and you walk, the movie that they show typically is called The Power of I, and it's about the power of ideas and how any idea can change the world. And you walk out of there thinking that you're going to change the world. I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. It is just a really lovely, and the platform moves a little. It shakes, surround sound, you know, like 270-degree screen. This is incredible, and somehow nobody I talk to in Philadelphia knows about this. It's completely free.
I've heard of it.
I've never, like, yeah.
Completely free. All you need to do, you get tickets online in advance, or you can get them on your phone there, but it costs absolutely nothing. And last year, they debuted two new films. So there's a Poe's Lunar New Year that's shown around the Lunar New Year, and then there's Shrek's Festive Flight, which is shown around Christmas. And that one was great because it actually starts you off on the top of the Comcast Tech building, and then you fly over Philadelphia and City Hall in the film. It's stunning. Nobody knows about it, and it's completely free.
Wait. Wow. So you walk into a sphere, and you see an immersive movie made by Steven Spielberg?
Yes.
And it's free.
And you haven't heard
it.
Listen, I cry by a babe, you know, a movie about a talking pig. So my standards are pretty low.
I want to shout out a couple others. LJ, the Curtis Publishing Building's lobby, an amazing mosaic on the back wall. Absolutely.
The fountain there is great too.
Yeah. Paulina,
that is a cool building.
Yeah. Paulina shouts out Philadelphia's free street fairs. Absolutely. The Italian Market Street Fair. I know you've seen the grease pole.
Yes, the competition. Yes.
Seidel says, outside and free, the Arboretum in Germantown, 56 acres of green. Green. Also amazing.
Historic architecture, too.
Should I mention? I guess I should mention mine before
please,
we wrap up.
Please, yes.
Mine's a little weird in that it's sort of just like
we
a
like
neighborhood.
Weird.
But I feel like one of the most underappreciated places in all Philadelphia is the Navy Yard.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You walk in, and I feel like it's a microcosm of Philadelphia history. Mm-hmm. You can walk right up to the Delaware River and get a sense of the region's natural history, because this is deep South Philly, right along the Delaware River. You can see there's lots of ruins from when it used to be a mighty shipyard, and you can walk amongst those and get a sense of what Philadelphia looked like during its industrial peak. But then it's also a modern office park with Urban Outfitters and Jefferson Health. And it just feels like all of Philly wrapped up into one. And they have trails that go along the river that you can explore, and you can picnic out there, and no one's really ever there.
I mean, it's so crazy how Philadelphia has these little pockets of places that it's so great and no one's there. How is that?
That's crazy to me. It's beautiful. It's right along the Delaware River, the Navy Yard.
And I'd suggest going before the fall when they open up an apartment building down there.
Yes.
So then, that'll blow up. But right now, it's
if you build it, they will come.
Get there now. So many others we just want to shout out before we go. Mm-hmm. Bros a Fan says Hibernia Park near Coatesville, Bruce, Mount Moriah Cemetery. Amy says the best cheap lunch in Rittenhouse is Smile Thai on 22nd and Chestnut.
Wow.
All of you made me smile today with these amazing, amazing suggestions.
I wrote down some.
I wrote them all down. They were all great.
Cafe. I want somebody to sing.
Oh, you have a menu. You have to go. Oh, please.
So let me thank our guests. Stephanie Farr, reporter at the Philadelphia Inquirer, who writes about what makes Philly weird, wild, and wonderfully unique. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Jen Miller, local freelance writer, author, and self-proclaimed captain of New Jersey. Captain Jen, signing off.
You got me. You got me over the bridge. It was your anniversary was that important.
Yes. And now we have to do DJ of the day. Our certified DJ of the day today is James. Song is Can't Get to Heaven on the Frankfurt L by the band The American Dream. Let's take a listen.
Can't get to heaven.
All right, James, congratulations on being today's DJ of the day. And shout out to some of the other local artists that were suggested today. Dave Cope and the Sass, Ween.
Oh, I love Ween.
Whale Wolf and Snack Time. We've been trying to get Snack Time on the show.
Snack Time's great. So are our producers, Debbie Builder, Paige Marie Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Mike Schiffler is our visual producer. Al Banks and Tina Calique engineered today's show. Executive producer Kevin McCory and WHYY's audio general manager Joan Isabella. From Studio 2 at WHYY, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
And I am Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.